Awards Arena is brought to you by Chigozie Nwekeze Christian Foundation, for short, CNE Christian Foundation, as part of our Youth and Children Outreach Program. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you. We bless your name, we exalt you, we magnify you. Daddy, we thank you for another time in your presence. Be thou forever glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. So many wish to see this day, but there are no more. Lord, we celebrate you and we thank you for this great privilege you have given to each and every one of us. Be thou glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you have your way, even as your word go forth. Send your word to everyone. Send your word, oh God, let your word bring about our desires, testimonies, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you because you have answered our prayers, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. We at CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love in accordance to Proverbs 21:21, which says, "Whosoever pursueth righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor." Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership. Our phone numbers are 090-6271-5471, 090-6271-5471, or 080-3437-0623, 080-3437-0623. I am Evangelist Moloku Oluchi Favor. And today, our topic is overcoming limitations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our today's topic is overcoming limitation. According to the scriptures, limitation is encountering obstacles on our ways to the top as a Christian. Limitation can also mean setbacks, stagnations, and losing out in the battles of life. Hindrances happens when you have the potential, still you cannot make progress in life. We all have or currently experiencing limitation in our lives. All we have to do is to engage the Holy Spirit for divine guidance to deal with our limitation. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 19, it said, "And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee." This is a clear sign that we are bound to encounter setbacks as a Christian. You must know that being a Christian does not exempt you from the challenges of life. Well, the good news is that God has assured us in Romans chapter 8, verses 37, that in all these things we are more than conquerors through Christ. So every Christian must face limitations in every facet of their life. But it would be a big mistake if you do not find a way to overcome your challenges. Someone would ask why God allowed believers to encounter obstacles in life. Life is an examination where you need to pass a test to get a promotion to the next level. Your battles are a platform to advance to your place of destiny. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 13, the Bible says, "There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted. Above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17 says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10 says, "But the God of all grace, who has called you unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." Hebrews 12:2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Brethren, no matter the challenges that comes your way, no matter what you are facing, God is always there to give us victory. in all our situations, God is always there to give us victory. We must note this. James 1:13 says, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man." Our struggle, our trials, it is the work of the wicked. Matthew chapter 13 verses 28a. And Jesus said, "An enemy has done this." So it is the work of the wicked, but God always turns it for our good. In his word, in Genesis 50 verses 20, every redeemer of the Lord is an overcomer. 1 John chapter 4 verses 4. There are many examples of scriptural character that face hardship and trials, and they came out victoriously. I will just mention just two of them. The biblical example number one is Job. In the book of Job chapter 1 verses 6 to 22, the Bible says that when the sons of God gathered, Satan came as well. And that was where Job's trials began. The Bible says in the book of Job chapter 42 verses 12, I paraphrase, say the latter end of Job was greater than his beginning. Is your case like that of Job? Hold on to God. God is with you. He will turn it for you for a testimony. Our second biblical example is Joseph. And this account is in the book of Genesis chapter 39, where Joseph's journey began. In verses 2, the Bible says that the Lord was with Jacob. If God is with you, then your situation will turn to you for a testimony. In any situation you are, just like Joseph, Joseph ended up triumphantly. Joseph was enthroned at the end of his trial. Is God with you in that your situation? If it is yes, then the battle is over, because God will give you victory in the name of Jesus Christ. You are victorious in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In life, you will encounter trials on the verge of success. These challenges are not there to bring you down, but to ready you for the responsibility of your new task. From this day, I do not want you to see your challenges as your defeat. Take your setback as an experience for a great picture. Life is full of challenges. You will encounter new challenges every day. Job chapter 14 verses 1 made us to understand that man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. So you must know how to deal with your limitation. Now we are going to be looking at how to overcome limitation. Here are some strategies on how to deal with our limitation. Number one is know the word of God. In the book of Proverbs chapter 4 verses 7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all that getting, get understanding." Knowing the word of God is the key to overcoming your limitations. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 10 verses 19 that God has given you the power to tread upon snakes and scorpions. You can defeat your enemies. It is an assurance from God's word that God has given you the power to tread upon the powers of darkness. The knowledge of the scripture gives you the confidence to face your challenges in life. In the book of Luke chapter 4, we saw how Jesus kept telling the devil, "It is written," in verses 4 precisely, and Jesus answered him saying, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God." Jesus defeated the devil in the wilderness by the written word of God. Studying God's word is necessary for every believer. Not just studying, but also doing the word. The application of God's word, it makes you overcome your limitations. How to overcome our limitation number two, exercise faith in God. In book of 2 Chronicles chapter 5 verses 7, it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Faith is placing all your trust in God. It is the ability to maintain a mindset that everything will be okay, even when you are in the middle of crisis. The scripture in Romans chapter 4 verses 16 described Abraham as the father of faith. Abraham hoped against hope. He did not consider his age, nor his body, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. The Bible says Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and he was not disappointed. That is why I know you will never be disappointed as you put your faith in God. The way God fulfilled all the promises He made to Abraham, God will fulfill every promises in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Develop faith and have this belief that everything will turn to you for a testimony. Number three, how to overcome limitation. You must act now. You must act now. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 11 verses 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violence taketh it by force. Overcoming your obstacles requires that you take specific actions to become victorious. You do not just sit down and be claiming faith. No, you do not just sit down and be testifying and be saying it. No, you go and work it out yourself. You go and put those words to work, because faith without work is dead. It is time for you to act now. You must act now. For you to take your possession, you must go and possess it. You must contend. You must go and work out your own salvation. A student that must pass must study his book to pass his exam in a flying color. A student that must pass his exam will not just pray and climb the bed. No, the student must study his book page by page to guarantee his or her success. So also, as a Christian, you must put in the hard work to succeed. You cannot stay idle or lazy and expect things to work in your favor. God cannot do magic. The Bible encourages us to work hard. The Bible says, whatever your hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. Because a workman will do what? Will receive his wages at the end of it. Praise Master Jesus Christ. From today, I encourage you to set out your achievable goals. Learn the process. Plan. Because to fail to plan is to plan to fail. Work to achieve your goals that you have set down. Work to achieve those goals that you have set down. How to overcome limitation number four. Have a clear vision. The Bible says in the book of Habakkuk chapter 2 verses 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Having a clear vision for the future is an open secret for overcoming your setbacks. Vision is an inspirational visualization of tomorrow. It is the vision of a glorious future that makes a man to persevere. Joseph saw his future. Joseph was not discouraged. Joseph saw his future. The moon, the sun, the stars were bowing down, and he was present towards that future. That is why when he was sold and he became a slave, he was not bothered. He held on to God. And the Bible says, and God was with him. Joseph did not give up. Even in the house of Potiphar, when the Potiphar wife came, Joseph said, no, because I know what I saw, and I'm present towards that future. We must write it down plain. Habakkuk said you should do what? You should write it down that it will be plain, that he that readeth it will run with it. Having a clear vision for your future is an open secret for you to overcome your setback. It is a way for you to do what? That will give you the hope to persevere. No matter what you are facing, you will have the strength to continue, because you know what you saw, and you are sure of what you saw, and you know where God is leading you. So it is the vision of a glorious future that makes a man to persevere. It is easy to give up on your challenges when you have no vision for the future. A man that has no vision can easily give up when he's being faced with one challenge or the other. But a man that has vision will continue trying, will continue to try until he achieves his goal. The scripture says, where there is no vision, the people perish. There is need for us to have vision and press towards whatever God has shown us, which is the purpose of his calling for our life. You're under the sound of my voice. You don't even know what the reason why God has called you. You don't know your vision. It is time for you to seek the face of God. God does not want us to be lazy, or either does God want us to be clueless about our future. Sit down and seek divine guidance in your decision making. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 32 verses 8, it says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. and I will guide thee with my eyes. And the book of Isaiah said, and ye shall hear a voice saying behind thee, this is the way, walk down in it. A man without direction is a man that is visionless. You need to go and seek for divine direction from God, the one that has the plan of your life. You must depend on God for everything. Praise Master Jesus Christ. Amen. Number 5, how to overcome limitation. Depend on God. Total reliance is the key to overcoming your limitation. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, the scripture says that you must put God first in all your decision-making process. God must be the first priority in your life. Any decision you are making, you must put God first. Because the Bible says that it's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but that way is the way of destruction. Because the way may seem right to you, but it will not be the right way. So you must seek God before you take any step. In making any decision, you must seek God first. It is God's grace that gives you the strength to overcome your trials. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 15 verses 5, it's a more powerful reason why you must abide by the will of God. He said you must abide in me. Whoever abides in me and I in him will bear much fruit. So for you to bear much fruit, you must abide in God. Meaning that if you don't abide in God, you will not bear fruit. For you to bring forth much fruit, you must abide in him for you to bring much forth fruit. Because he said that any branch that is in me that bringeth forth fruit, he said, I will purge it, that it will bring forth much fruit. So there is need for you to abide in the vine. You must abide in the vine to bring forth much fruit. You want to succeed, you must abide in God. Because with God, nothing is impossible. Ask God for the grace to overcome every limitation in your life. For by strength shall no man prevail. It is only God that will cause us to prevail in every areas of our life. He said in the same John chapter 15 verses 5, he said, without me you can do nothing. Without Jesus we can do nothing. It is with him that we can do all things. It is the one that will give us assurance of our future. It is the one that will help us to fulfill our future. It is the one that will usher us into our future. How to overcome limitation number 6. Become born again. Romans 10 verses 9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The book of Acts says there is no name under the heaven or on earth in which you shall be saved except that name Jesus. It is through that name Jesus that you and I will be saved and continually dwell in safety. Salvation is the solution for you to overcome your challenges in life. You must give your life to Christ. You cannot receive divine help if you are not born again. To accept you are part of the family of God before God can stretch forth his hand towards you, before he can hear you when you call on him, before he can give you direction, before he can open up to you his vision for your life. Because every man that God has made, he has made that man for his own purpose. So for you to align yourself in the purpose of God, you must come to him. You must be under his lordship. You must be born again. You must surrender your life to Christ. You must believe in the finished work of Calvary. You must believe that he died for you and he rose again for your justification. Righteousness is what brings you to the loving kindness and tender mercies of God. A righteous life radiates the glory of God. You need salvation for God to help you overcome every one of your challenges. You need God. The only thing you need is God. God is all you need to have all your needs met. God is all you need to triumph and live a triumphant life. God is all you need to overcome trials and temptation and become victorious. God is all you need. The Bible says that he that has the Son of Man has life in him, and he that has not the Son of Man has no life in him. 1 John chapter 5 verses 12. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way except in him. There will be so many ways in human wisdom, but it is the only way that leads to life.
and fulfillment of destiny. You are under the sound of my voice. You have not said yes to Jesus. This is the right time to do so. It is time for you to return to your Maker. It is time to say, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you died for me. I believe you came to deliver me. I believe you shed your blood for my sin. I believe you bought me with a price, which is your precious blood. I believe you own me. I believe you are my Savior. I receive you as my own. You are under the sound of my voice. You know within you that you need help. A man that needs help is a man that stretched forth his hands to be helped. If you need help, you stretch forth your hand to be helped, and God will help you. And Jesus said, I stand at the door of your heart and I am knocking. If any man opens, he said, I will come in and I will sup with him. Jesus is talking to you. Jesus wants to change your life. He wants to give you a new beginning. Jesus wants to enter into your life. Allow him into your life, that he may bring light that will cause every darkness in your life to be disappeared. The Bible says that he that walk in his light will no longer walk in darkness, but shall walk in the light of life. He said, you shall go out and come in, and you shall find pasture to your soul. That is the assurance of his salvation. Jesus came for this purpose, to deliver you from the works of darkness. Jesus has paid the price of what you are suffering from. The Bible says that our iniquity was laid upon him. He that knew no sin was made sin for you and I. The Bible says they made his grave with the wicked. He that has no sin in him, that you might be free from sin and Satan. That you might be free from sicknesses and diseases. That you might be free from the oppression of the wicked. That you might be made whole and stay in wholeness. You are under the sound of my voice. I want to say yes to Jesus. I want you to pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for your word for me today. I believe you died for me, and on the third day you rose up again. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me by your precious blood. By your grace, I will serve you all the days of my life. Lord, remove my name from the book of death and write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for the salvation of my soul. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace of God that I brought you, that same grace will preserve you. That same grace will keep you. The voice of stranger you will not hear. You will hear the voice of God, and his voice will keep you till he's coming. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ, and I see you with the seal of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You are under the sound of my voice, and you are under the captivity of the wicked. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 49 and verses 24 and 25. It says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lofty captive delivered? It says, but thus says the Lord, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with them that contend with thee, and I will save their children. Verses 26 said, he said, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am the Savior, the Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree your deliverance now. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are delivered from every forms of captivity. You are delivered from every dungeon of the wicked. You are set free from every powers of the grave. You are set free from principalities and power. You are set free from every affliction of the enemy, every evil projection that the enemy have projected into your body. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 15 verses 13, and Jesus answered and said, every plant which my Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, every evil arrow that the enemy has projected into your body, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they are rooted out now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree your liberty. I decree your liberty. I decree your liberty. I decree your liberty. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In
in the name of Jesus Christ. You have business and the business is challenged. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 48 verse 17, he said, but thus says the Lord, the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. He said, I am the Lord our God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. In the name of Jesus Christ, thou business, receive life. Receive the breath of the Holy Ghost. Receive the breath of the Holy Ghost. From today, in the name of Jesus Christ, every spirit of rising and falling in your business, they are cursed now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I decree for whatever in your business, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the path of the just is like a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Therefore, I decree the light of God upon your business. I decree the light of God upon your business. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Bible said the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree the light of God upon your life. I decree the light of God upon your destiny. I decree the light of God upon your career. You are under the sound of my voice, and you are believing God for your spouse. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Bible said, none shall want her mate. In the name of the above every other name, I decree, receive your God ordained spouse. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, anything that is staring at your face as a mountain, the Bible said to Zerubbabel, he said, who are thou mountain before Zerubbabel? He said, they shall turn to plain. Therefore, I decree every mountain that is staring at you at the face, turn to plain right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Turn to plain right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible said in the book of Ezekiel 37 verse 7, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I prophesied upon your life. Anyone that the doctor have given you a report that your organs is dead, I prophesied the life of God into your life. I prophesied the life of God into your life. Receive the life of Christ. Receive the breath of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every organs of your body that is called dead, receive the life of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are free. You are delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, precious Father, for your deliverance. Thank you, mighty God, for the salvation of souls. Thank you, Jesus, for their liberty. Thank you, Jesus, for their freedom. Thank you, Jesus, for their healing. Lord, we bless and exalt your name. That which you have done in the life of your children shall be permanent forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be thou glorified, Lord. Forever be praised in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This program was brought to you by Chigozie Nwekeze Christian Foundation as part of our Youth and Children Outreach Program. We at CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, and prosperity in the name of Jesus in accordance to Proverbs 21:21. Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership on 090-6271-5471, 090-6271-5471, or 080-3437-0623, 080-3437-0623. Thank you so much for your audience, and see you the same time next Sunday, 4 p.m. And God bless you all. Amen.